With the one.
Hello, Internet, for one, the 100th time.
That's right.
100.
And that was JG. Y'all remember him.
Remember me? I used to do the podcast a million years ago.
Well, we kicked him off because we're racist.
Back in the old days. Yeah, that's right.
This is a whites only podcast, Jay.
We hate dark skinned people, Jay.
That's it.
This is not really a white.
You don't like our beloved president either.
Yeah. To be fair, we have Brita on, who I believe is Black Irish.
Well,
that's a good thing she's not here.
We'll have Brita on shortly.
Was that a joke, Alan?
No.
Because she's short?
No.
Tightest.
She is short. But Alan's short, too.
Yeah, I'm not exactly tall by any definition. So anyway, Brita will be here shortly. Weird is here. JG is here. I'm here. You're here, if you're listening. We can have a debate about what here means in the, you know, podcast world.
Or you can actually be here by calling. Number is 214-530-0036.
That's right. And our call-in topic, which kind of goes along with some of the topics we will have on tonight, is do you obey the law because it's the law? Or do you weigh the consequences and only obey the laws that you might be caught for and have some meaningful penalty? In other words, when you drive to work, do you exceed the speed limit?
Because I can't because I'm in the beltway.
Because, well, that, you know, except for that, you know.
By a helicopter, perhaps.
Given the whole, you know, three felonies a day thing, even... And see, that's the problem. Even if you're one of those obey the law, like because it's the law, you know, stick up your butt sticklers for it. You don't know. You don't know if you're obeying the law or not. Nobody does. So what does that mean?
You never know when those lobsters might be a little short.
Yeah. Or I don't know the clams you dig up in the wrong season. Who knows? I mean. So what does all of that mean for the rule of law? I mean, if nobody knows what the law is, and the law is, you know, that you've heard of that game they played. I forget where it was. There was some prosecutor's office where they played the nail the celebrity game, you know, where they'd come up with somebody's name, and then they'd try to find something to arrest them and throw them in jail for.
Sounds like an easy game.
And they could always find something. And that's the key, you know. I kind of like
that game, but only if they taser them.
If you get a prosecutor, you know, after you for some reason, if the eye of Sauron falls upon you, you know, they're gonna find something.
I mean, it's the same thing.
Never know when your cattle are gonna graze over some turtles.
Yeah.
I mean, they told the same thing to us in my driver's ed class. They pretty much just said, you know. If a cop gets behind you and he feels like he wants to pull you over, he's going to pull you over.
Right.
Because he's going to find something that you did wrong, he's going to say, oh yeah, no, I saw him veer over the center line.
Right. They'll make something up.
And what the hell are you going to say or do?
Right.
I will repeat the story about getting pulled over because, and I quote, my license plate was too dirty.
Well, there you go.
I absolutely swear I'm not making this up.
Which meant Jay got pulled over for driving while mud people.
No, it was
boy,
driving at 9
boy,
o'clock on
you
a
got
Saturday
a dirty night. License plate.
And the worst part was it was in New Hampshire. It wasn't even like I could blame Massachusetts.
Well, it was a Massachusetts plate in New Hampshire. They probably hated you on sight.
Well, they figured I was avoiding sales tax, which I was.
Well, there you go.
I just stopped at the liquor store the other day.
There you go. We can buy beer in supermarkets, weird.
Speaking of tax smuggling, I read that the, because cigarettes are so crazy expensive in New York, it's like well over half of the cigarettes sold in New York are smuggled.
Yep.
Because it's like $20 a pack.
Which says the whole, I mean, every, I mean, it's one of those, you know, I'm libertarian, so therefore I'm Mr., you know, yeah, end the war on drugs, just legalize all that shit, sell it in CVS. I don't
surrender.
Care. Yeah, and but there's, you know, there's all the liberals I know that aren't, you know, super duper jackbooty types are all like, yeah, no, we should end the war on drugs and we should tax the hell out of it, balance the budget.
Just, yeah, right.
That's a pretty stupid move because they'll just keep buying it from Mexico.
Well, or in the case of Colorado, you know, where it's legal now and most people are still buying it from their local pot dealer because it's more convenient.
I mean, it won't be too bad.
They have a relationship. They don't want to hurt the small business.
Exactly.
And on top of that, I mean, it's at this point in time, it's the like the one legal place, so that's a little bit better. But if we got more widespread,
well, yeah, no, plus, here's the thing, you know, it's still on shaky ground, right? I mean, it's legal at the state level, but still illegal at the federal level. So, you know, if you were to partake and go into the legal establishment and buy it, and then oh look, your name's on a list. You know, because they got to check your ID, I'm sure.
Yep.
And you're on a list. And when the feds swoop in and, you know, close the, you know, and tell the state, sorry.
Well, that's exactly it. In Massachusetts, it's not, you know, legal here, but it's a non-criminal offense if you've got under an ounce, which is an ass load of weed, as anybody knows.
Right.
And, you know, I've told anyone who will listen is, you know, the moment it becomes legal, even though I may or may not have ever partake that in that sort of stuff. No, really. I just drink herbal tea.
They're clove cigarettes.
I didn't really much. I used to smoke cloves, but the.
so did I.
And the
fucking
but mine were unfiltered because I was a real man, Jay.
No, I smoked them before they were hip. Nobody'd ever heard of them.
So did I. It's not like we're that different in age. But the I've said you know I'm gonna have me a celebratory joint. But at this point in time, no, I can't be, you know, hit with a criminal offense for, you know, for having, you know, a small amount of marijuana on me on the Massachusetts level. But at the same time, I do have an FFL, and I'm very, very concerned that that might disappear.
Right.
Because it's still illegal. Just because Massachusetts has said it's not illegal, federal law trumps state law.
Well, unless enough people line up and, you know, stand there with guns ready to shoot.
Yeah. That sounds like a segue.
Yeah, actually, well, I was actually wanting to hold off on that until Breida got here. We're just vamping right now until Breida gets here.
Vamping. All right, so I want to bitch about the weather. I get friggin' snow in my yard. I believe I said it on the air that we would be shoveling in April.
Yeah, I think you did.
And I thought that was going to be one of my many predictions that have turned out to be wrong, because I'm like, it's already April 15th and we haven't gotten any snow. Maybe I was wrong on that one. And it was nice on the 15th. It was beautiful out. I was out with my daughter walking around the lake. It was wonderful. And
Just think how bad it would be if we didn't have global warming. You'd be buried under feet of snow.
Yeah, the
it would look like Hoth the Ice Planet.
Yeah, anti-gun logic of the, well, if gun control works, why is Chicago and D.C. such murder holes? Well, imagine how bad they would be if they didn't have the gun control. Yeah, imagine how bad they would be.
Yeah.
And Vermont has really low gun violence, but, you know, it could be zero if you passed more gun control.
That's absolutely true. That is absolutely true. Ugh.
What about, oh, man.
What's the matter, Alan?
I was looking for a cool sound effect to play for our 100th episode. And I can't come up with one. How about this one?
That's not an awesome sound effect.
Remember that sound effect.
You are the You are the worst Foley artist ever.
Poor Patch is requesting something from the Three Stooges.
Oh. I think I can do that. Oh, how about this one? That's close.
Seriously, though, 100 episodes. It's rather impressive.
Yeah.
Triple digits.
Is that actually legal for us to use?
The 100th episode.
I thought you had to give George Lucas a nickel every time that played.
Whatever. It's on the internet, damn it.
It must be true. It's on the internet.
That's right.
That's true.
I can't find the Stooges.
Oh, well.
I could search.
Yep. THX.
I got nothing. So, anyway. Well, let's get this out of the way.
Did Alan just say, excuse me while we get this out?
It is Thursday, April 17th, 2014, and this is episode 100 of The Squirrel Report. Happy 100th, everybody.
Yeah, that's wicked cool.
We don't feel a day over 98.
I know. I'm feeling kind of spry.
And that's why you got Jay in, and hopefully we will not fire him from his cushy job.
As long as I don't say anything I shouldn't.
So how do you... Okay, this is the thing about Jay's new job that I am insanely jealous over is he has a firing range in the basement.
I was there today.
And not only does he get to go down there and shoot, they encourage him to shoot, and he actually gets a reserve lane.
Uh-huh. No. Fuck all that noise. He gets ammo.
Yeah.
I don't want to spook anybody, but I have 22 long rifle.
Do they actually provide the ammo for you?
Yes.
If for your own shooting or for your shooting for the job?
Mostly for stuff you're working on, but because of the protocols that we use for testing, a lot of times if there's if you wind up shooting more than a certain amount, the rest kind of doesn't do anybody any good. So read into that what you will.
So,
but
if there's
the other
extra
thing too is sometimes we have ammo that we just need to test.
Right.
So now we haven't gotten any of that. What the hell was that? That stupid.
Oh, the idiotic breaks into three pieces and with a tether crap. Yeah.
It spirals into 48,000 little tiny microbes. What?
Idiotic.
God, I hope they don't advertise with us. Anyway.
Shit. Well, I love all the people that...
By the way, my name is Bob Jones. Oh, wait.
Your name is Weirdington Elizabeth Beard. But what's hilarious is all the people that have, like, been sent T&E. Oh, I don't know if they had to have been sent T&E ammo, because I don't think the stuff really exists in the wild. But they'll shoot it in ballistic gel and talk about how wonderful it is. And it's one of those, you're not really thinking about that, are you?
Yeah.
So it makes a bunch of little pokey holes, and then a little teeny tiny metal base does actually penetrate.
Yeah, which is like what, a 22?
Yeah, or I could shoot it with a 45 hollow point. It'll penetrate that deep and it'll leave a hole an inch wide.
Yeah, this is ammo. This is the same thing you see with the gun, with the Call of Duty gun designers. You know, the sit down with their CAD program and design the coolest gun ever. And this is ammo by the same people.
Yep.
They've never actually gone out and shot a real gun in the real world.
Yeah, so, but they might have known someone who did.
Yeah. I'm sure they did know. So I bet they knew someone that was a SEAL. Or at least a Ranger.
All right, Jay, since I'm a glutton for punishment, what have you bought?
You know, the only gun I have officially bought so far is the North American Arms Sidewinder.
Okay.
Because I had to replace, I'd replaced the Mini 22, and I saw the Sidewinder, and I said,
And Jay, what happened to your Mini 22?
Oh, I sold it to some dude in Massachusetts out of the back of a car.
Nice.
Technically, it wasn't out of the back of the car.
Well, that's where it was when I came down to your house.
It was it was technically in my living room next to my pregnant wife because
was that the keep the Massachusetts legal guns in Massachusetts thing?
Not just mass legal. I sold off a good number of guns that I acquired legally, but were not available to be transferred, like the North American Arms Mini revolver. Yeah. It's not the guns that weren't on the approved firearms roster. Those had to stay in Massachusetts along with my pre-ban.
You don't want to do that. Well, like if I'm ever to move out of Massachusetts, my beloved Car 45 will likely get sold because those are very hard to come by in Massachusetts. And so, yeah, I'm gonna hand it off to somebody else, and I'm gonna charge them whatever it's gonna cost me to buy a new one,
exactly.
And they'll happily pay it.
You can tell it to Sci-Fi. It's a 45.
That's true.
Yep. Well,
you have like another oddball gun.
I recently bought a gun that's kind of been on my wish list for a long time.
What'd you get?
Well, I went to the gun show with some guys I used to work with here. It was like a month ago, I think. And I didn't actually intend to really buy anything. I was just gonna go and maybe,
you went to a gun show. You meant to buy something.
Maybe look at some ammo and maybe because I'm always on the market. I'm always on the lookout for some like parts and stuff. So you know how it is. And I was poking around and I ran across a Ruger Mini 30.
Really?
With the all black with the muzzle, the flash suppressor on the front, and it had to come home with me. It was like going to the pound and seeing the little cute little puppy or the cute little kitten looking up at you with the big eyes and knowing that you have to take it home. It was like that. So, and the nice thing it's cause I've always wanted a Mini 14 or a Mini 30, but I like the Mini 30 because it shoots the 7.62 by 39, which I have, thousands of rounds of.
Me too. Know.
I have a lot of 7.62 by 39 millimeter, and I sold 2 out of 3 of my guns I own that are chambered in it.
But I've always liked the Mini 14 / Mini 30 because it's like a baby grand. It's like a cute little grand puppy. It's
it's just not as accurate as a grand.
Or a baby M14, hence the name.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
It's an M14, but mini.
Yes.
Yeah, and yes, you can get a hold of magazines. I've seen Mini 30s in the shops, and I'm just like, I'll never be able to find magazines for it.
Well, yeah, you can't, but they're actually in the free world. They're not that uncommon. You could find them.
Are they single stacks?
No.
No, they're a lot less common than AK or AR.
Well, yeah, of course they are, but still,
So, but now, have you shot it?
Of course not.
Okay. Because I'm curious because it's one of those. It seems like 50% of all the mini 14s, mini 30s out there are like super duper accurate, really good functioning guns, and then the other half are you can't hit a flock of barns with them.
Yeah, that's actually the old versions. They got redesigned in the mid 2000s. Basically, got completely redesigned and. Fixed a lot of those problems, and the newer ones are not only pretty reliable, pretty accurate too. So,
I keep trying to buy a new FAL or an AR that takes FAL magazines, and they just keep disappearing on me.
It's vaporware.
Yep. I did see the shotgun with the two magazines with the KSG. Is that what it was?
Yeah, there's two.
Either Kel-Tec or the UTAS.
It was the Kel-Tec. UTAS,
the UTS-15.
No, I saw the Kel-Tec. They actually had one for sale. It was insanely expensive, so I didn't get it. But they actually had one you could buy, and I was shocked.
No way.
That's the first. Way. That's the first of those Kel-Tec things that I've actually seen in the real world that you could spend money and get.
They actually had them at the gun store in Mass right before I left. They were like $1,100.
Yeah,
I was
like, it's crazy expensive.
I'm just like, I'm thinking to myself, I could get that or I could get three Remington 870s and a case of ammo.
Yeah. And here's Brita.
Hello.
And Amanda called it.
And then there were four.
Yay! The gang's all here. We're getting the band back together.
We've been vamping until you got here.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm trying to eat my dinner, too.
Now, wait a minute. The gang's all here? It's because I'm not white, isn't it?
Yes.
No, it's because it's a Dropkick Murphys song, you dipshit.
Oh, that's white people music.
Yeah, that's right. Jay wouldn't know.
No, they're Irish. And they're from Boston.
Oh, weird. Oh, man. What a night. So we've already played the intro music, but we haven't really, and we introduced the call-in topic.
Okay.
And that's about it.
Hey, Brita, what are you eating for dinner?
I made lasagna.
Ooh. Wait, no, that's what Jay is having for dinner. What are you having for dinner?
Irish people are allowed to eat lasagna.
No. No, okay, Brita's having a potato and a Guinness.
Was it the 13th Amendment or the 14th Amendment that allowed the Irish people to eat lasagna? I can't remember. I always get those confused.
I believe it was actually the Vatican Council. Vatican II back in the
60s. The call-in topic, I'll go through the call-in topic again because apparently people didn't.
Good, I need a drink. Be right back.
The calling topic. And to discuss the call-in topic, you need to call in. And that number is 214-530-0036. What we want is for you to tell us, do you obey the law because it's the law, or do you weigh the consequences and only obey the laws that you might be caught for and have some meaningful penalty? Keeping in mind that you commit supposedly three felonies a day because it's impossible for anybody to know the law. So if you're a stick up your butt law and order, I'm following the law because it's the law, and you get out there and you drive 65 miles an hour and don't exceed the speed limit and piss everybody off behind you.
Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, I thought I lost the show. Never mind.
No, somebody's fan just cut off.
No, that was me. I was typing.
Weird muted us. So anyway, that's the thing. Do you obey the law, or do you weigh the consequences and only obey the laws that you might be caught for and have some meaningful penalty?
I will start off by telling a story so that other people will know what to call in and tell stories about.
Okay.
But I got nabbed a bunch of years ago. This was at the first place I ever lived in Massachusetts. But I got nabbed for running a red light, which if I wasn't going out to see as often as I was, I would have just fought it in court. Because I really think that they pulled over the guy behind me too. And it's one of those, all right, it's iffy if I ran the light, or the guy in front of me, they pulled over. I'm like, it's iffy if I ran the light, you definitely did not run the light sort of idea. But I ended up just taking the ticket and paying it off because it just wasn't worth what it would cost me to go into court and fight it. But my wife was like screeching at me after she found out I got pulled over because, it makes your insurance costs go up for 1,000 years. And I was telling her, I don't know what I'm going to do because it's not like Rita's peeing.
No, it's my sink. I'm sorry.
Rita's peeing in the sink.
Rinsing my dish out. But, go ahead. Your wife is mad at you.
Yeah, but I told her, I said, I'm not going to stop, when I see a light turn yellow, I'm not going to like jam on my brakes and not enter the intersection because then I'll be the only person in Massachusetts who doesn't.
Well,
do that.
And somebody will run into you from behind.
Yeah. And it's the same idea with the, I-95 going around Boston. Bostonians know it as 128, but nobody else calls it that, is 55 miles an hour. Yeah. It's never will you find a car doing 55 miles an hour. You'll find cars doing 35 miles an hour during rush hour.
Right.
And you will find cars doing 80 miles an hour, but you'll never find anyone doing 55. And there's no reason why it's 55 because it's four lanes wide and well lit and all that such.
55 is the one of the biggest jokes ever foisted on the American public.
That was a travesty.
By James Earl Carter.
Yep.
Yeah. Jimmy. Second worst president.
That reminds me, weird story reminds me of that joke. I'm sure you've heard it, about the two guys driving along, and they come to an intersection, lights red, and the guy just runs right through it. And the passenger says, "Man, you just ran through the red light." The guy driving says, "Don't worry about it. My brother does it all the time." And they get to another light, it's turning red, and he just drives right through it. And he goes, "I can't believe you're running these red lights." And this guy goes, "Nah, my brother does it all the time." So they get to the next light, and it's green. The dude stops. What? And the guy goes, "I don't understand. You run through red lights, and you run, but you stop at green lights." And the guy goes, "Yeah, you never know when my brother's coming."
Oh.
Awesome.
That's pretty good.
Can you go back to the part of the show where you were doing the cricket sound effect?
I got it. Oh, that reminds me. Speaking of cricket sound effects, did you hear that Berkeley has a new...
Wait a minute. Is Alan, like, doing stand-up tonight? Because that's what it feels like.
Tip your waitress, try the veal. He'll be here all week.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. I would be
Berkeley.
Week.
This is like the Carson show on, you know, I got to do my monologue, the opening monologue.
What's the Carson show?
Yeah. Okay. Young whippersnappers.
Is that like Jay Leno?
Yeah. Sort of, kind of, but better. Berkeley has a new, you know, the social media is like, everybody's like, you know, social media, it's like the big thing now. So Berkeley's decided they're going to have a new degree. You can get a degree in social media, but they didn't want to call it social media. So they basically invented a whole new science for this, you know, and they have, it's like, you know, social media science, only it's, they called it, you can get your, right now it's just a bachelor's degree. They don't have a PhD yet, but you can get a
Facebook.
You can get a bachelor's degree and to make it official, they give it a cool sounding official science-y name.
What is it?
It's herpaderpetology.
Oh, Alan.
To be fair, they could just call it communications and you'll get just as many jobs.
Yeah. I like herpaderpetology better.
Yeah.
Just remember this one helpful phrase. Would you like fries with that?
That's right.
And also in hilarity, I almost did major in herpetology.
That's actually a useful major.
Yeah, yeah. It probably would have been. My wife still claims, after I was talking to a beetle, my second choice would probably be entomology.
I had a semester of entomology. It was fun.
Yeah, bugs are cool.
They are.
Not quite as cool as fish, but they're probably second place cool.
You like the origin of words?
No.
That's etymology.
Before we get into our official topics, this one kind of popped up today, and I thought it was funny. Bloomberg has his new, you know, I'm going to spend $50 million to create a grassroots movement.
And he's going straight to heaven.
Thus proving he doesn't know what grassroots is. But anyway, it's his new organization is Every Town for Gun Safety. So somebody immediately went to Facebook and created that page.
Nice.
And made it, you know, a pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment, you know, and right at the top, it's got like the four rules of gun safety because, you know, it's Every Town for Gun Safety.
Which is really hilarious because I actually talked about that in my blog today. Was they've got one video out that they produced, which is the standard issue, you know, white middle class suburban family with kids playing, and the little girl finds a gun in the closet and ends up popping herself. And there, Amanda just posted it in chat, and it's hilarious. Is in the video, just before one of the kids gets shot, it puts a link up in the middle of the video that says, you know, click here to stop this. And if you click on it, it simply takes you to their website where it wants you to sign up and donate money.
They're sick.
And that's it. It's one of those, right. How's that going to stop this?
Yeah, it won't.
And it's not like, and like every gun control webpage, they don't really have a whole lot of actual goals or thoughts or discussion. It's just kind of guns are bad and
send us money.
Just at gun control is good and send us money.
Right.
And, the whole thing is that, you know, groups like the NRA, well, what do they actually do? They do safety training, huge amounts of safety training.
It's actually safety one training of their
teaches you how to not shoot yourself and other people with guns.
Very important.
And meanwhile, Bloomberg's just kind of saying, well, we need to have, you know, universal background checks. How's that going to stop a kid playing with a gun? Oh, we need to ban assault weapons. How's that going to stop a kid playing with a gun?
Magazine limits.
Yeah, magazine limits. How's that going to stop a kid playing with a gun?
Yeah. Gee, education, like, oh, I don't know. The NRA is an Eagle program. Oh, sorry.
Which actually does work.
I keep on thinking of suggesting that to the new children's librarian to have one of those programs at the library. And I think it'd be really good, but I think the library director would probably just shit her pants. I'm like weighing like how could it affect me at work. It can't get any worse at the library.
That's what I was gonna say. What are they gonna do, fire you?
Right.
I'm sorry, Brita, but the best case scenario is they fire you.
Seriously, at this point, yeah.
The worst case scenario is they give you a promotion.
The worst case is they make me full time. Oh my god. Yeah. So yeah, I keep on thinking about it. We have the DVDs on the shelf at the library. I don't know if they ever get checked out, but
don't you have a computer that tells you that?
Yeah, I just don't look.
She has a card catalog, bite your tongue.
Not actual cards.
So anyway, the Facebook page for that has like 13,000
before he even has his
likes.
Well, also, that gets me is that all he's really doing is just creating another URL for what is essentially the same entity.
Yeah.
Because I mean, he's essentially phased out. I mean, John Lott posted a video that actually happened back in October, and where he did a debate over at Berkeley, the aforementioned Berkeley, and the one of the Joyce Foundation goons was posting acknowledgments at the end of her presentation, and one of them was Mayors Against Illegal Guns, and the URL was to Moms Demand Action. So essentially, Bloomberg's realized that, you know, Mayors Against Illegal Guns is, you know, nothing but a boat anchor around his neck. And so he saw Shannon Watts and just went, oh, cool. Well, I'll start dumping money into her and just get away from, you know, all these felons and reprobates and jailbirds that were allegedly were supporting my cause. And so essentially Moms Demand Action is exactly the same as Mayors Against Illegal Guns. And so now there's this Every Town website, which is essentially Mayors Against Illegal Guns or Moms Demand Action. And what's that going to get you? I mean, it's one of those, Jay, now that you have two blogs now, did you suddenly notice that you have like a quadruple in readership or something like that?
Well, the official blog is tracked differently than my own. I haven't noticed any doubling of you don't get double the readership by just making more. If that worked, we would just create several thousand blogs and be done.
And the difference is also your two blogs are both drastically different.
Yes.
And you know, but it'd be like if I suddenly posted, you know, I suddenly had, you know,
Weird World 2.
Yeah, weirdbeard.com, which I'm sure is still available, and I'm sure someone's going to snatch it up now that I said that, and I don't care. I can suddenly get weirdbeard.com, and that will be exactly the same blog as my other blog, with just a slightly different layout, and what's that going to gain me?
Yeah.
But the nice thing about it is Bloomberg...
A media empire.
Yeah, but the nice thing about it is that Bloomberg's spending $50 million on this thing, and I God bless him.
I'm just curious when we're going to find out that Michael Bloomberg is actually smuggling guns from the Philippines.
He might be. So anyway, again, that call-in number, 214-530-0036. It's our 100th episode. Oh, I have a special announcement.
Yes. This is cool.
For to celebrate our 100th episode.
Alan has herpes?
No.
Our good friend of the show, Gudis, who made our original Squirrelicorn logo back in the day, finally, I prevailed upon him. He's a busy guy. He has a 7-week-old baby, so he's extremely busy. He took a few moments and he made larger size versions of the logo that we can put on shirts. So we're going to be making Squirrel Report T-shirts.
Yay! I want one.
Coming to some internet online T-shirt manufactory soon. As soon as we find one that'll do it cheap enough.
I always kick myself for not getting a Vicious
Circle. I think you can still get a Vicious Circle.
Yeah, I think
t-shirt.
They still exist, actually.
I think it was on
Zazzle.
You know
what doesn't exist anymore?
Like
Vicious Circle.
Yeah.
I think you can get a Vicious Circle holster from Dennis still, too.
I have a Vicious Circle holster in my office at work.
Oh, cool.
I've got one right beside me.
I've got one in a box.
I don't have one.
In my room somewhere, anyway.
It's got a place of prominence on the shelf right above my desk.
Cool.
Don't have one.
So, anyway, I'm supposed to be getting one as soon as his new holster... The new paddle holster becomes available.
Valkyrie.
That one. I'm going to order one of those with the...
let's just call it the Agilator.
With the squirrely corn logo on it.
Because it's got Agilator skin.
So anyway, we'll be making... And my intention is not to make any money off the shirts. I want to find some place and I'll just make it the bare minimum. I'd rather have a really cheap shirt that people will... Because nobody wants a $20 t-shirt.
No.
But if I can get it, if we can get it down, cheap, by not taking, any money off of it, we can get them cheap enough. Maybe somebody will buy one.
Though to be,
Alan,
to
you're
be
a fair, lousy capitalist.
To be fair, if we made it like the everyday nose day off t-shirts, they're worth that money.
Oh, so those are nice shirts.
They're so nice.
I have one of those, with the giggle switch shirts. That is a nice shirt. That is one of my favorite t-shirts.
I've got like five of them.
Well, there you go.
Because they're so nice. And he was like, at one point, he sent me a few of them, but I ended up buying one, and he's like, "Oh shit, man!" I bought it under my real name, and he just went, "Oh man, I didn't realize what your real name was. I wish you had told me. I would have sent it to you." I said, "Fuck you. you take my money."
Yeah. So anyway, that's the deal.
We're gonna
have shirts. And thank you very much to Gudis for our. And I won't give his real name because he doesn't want his real name out.
It's really
let's give his baby's real name because that would be.
I don't know. We have to come up with a fake baby name for it. Anyway, it's not worth the effort. So anyway, thanks,
Gudis Jr.
Thanks, Gudis. We really appreciate it. What else was there?
Yeah.
We had topics.
Crickets. Oh, yeah. It's National Library Week.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
I had the worst day at work today.
Thank your local librarian.
Alan Rata says he's calling in.
Is he?
Just so you know.
Oh, maybe I'd better see if I can take that. Where'd the phone go?
Oh, and Jason, too.
Okay.
Yeah, so the phone's been ringing.
Pay attention, Alan.
So, just so you know, Alan does need to make money by t-shirts because Alan's really old and he needs to retire.
Hey!
We need to put Alan in a home.
Are the phones even working? Because it would be funny if they weren't working on the show.
That would not be funny. That would be
sad. We need to have a place with young nurses and soft food for
okay.
Alan.
Well, here we are. Here we have a caller. I don't know who this is and I don't know where it's from. Anyway, you're on the air.
Would that be me on the air?
That would be you.
Well, I got jokes. Now,
awesome.
It's kind of
jokes.
Strange. It's kind of a strange crowd because Alan's best material got fewer laughs than a Bloomberg snuff flick and cheap librarian self-deprecating. I don't know what to play to this crowd.
Who is this?
I think this is Gus Avocado.
This would be Gus Avocado.
Oh. I knew it.
Hi, Gus.
And for some reason, I can't log into the chat. It keeps logging. But so this is all you're going to get, the normal Star Trek.
Hold
on
I want to hear more about this Bloomberg snuff film.
you've already got
more laughs than Alan.
Yeah, the Bloomberg snuff flick and Brita's librarian shitting herself got more laughs than everything Alan threw at the crowd. So I think this is kind of a strange mix. I might, I think I need to go morbid, maybe gross, maybe bodily function. I mean, it's kind of a tough crowd. But actually, yeah, I've been hanging on the line while your old timer's disease, Alan's been wondering where the button is. But I actually called it. Do you break the law or don't you?
Okay.
And it depends on the law. And I mean, I'm Mr. 7 to 10 miles an hour over. And actually, I've gone 30 years with, well, it was a speeding ticket, but it was a municipal ticket and they have to pay a private lawyer. So I called and said, hey, what if my wife's speedometer doesn't work? And they're like, good to go. It's an extra $7 and two fewer points. Cut the check, you know? So no moving violation. But, you know, I gotta hand it to these folks in Connecticut and New York. I don't know if I would do that. I mean, felony, no guns forever. I mean, these are folks that are taking a stand, and, you know, I don't know what I'd do in that situation, but it'd be a tough call, and there's a whole lot of folks hanging it out there, so that is admirable. Yep. But congratulations on the 100th report.
Oh, thank you.
So, and Librarian Week. I know it's a big time for Alan, so. you know.
Brita got a star.
I did.
Brita got a star?
A star. Library.
A library
professional
star.
Person.
Tell me about this star, Brita. This sounds very sad.
Some anonymous person gave her a star.
An anonymous person wrote into the American Library Association website saying I was a good librarian and stuff, despite all my trials and tribulations.
Did they mention your bedroom eyes?
No.
And that okay. And that was before her Eddie. That was before her Eddie the Eagle presentation.
And, yeah.
In the history of the National Library Association, they revoked one star. It's like Arafat gets to keep his peace prize, but nope, Brita loses the star for one Eddie the Eagle presentation.
Oh, the Arafat peace prize is always a guaranteed laugh.
Oh yeah. So this is a troubled Middle East crowd. Okay. Because I don't have any self-shitting librarian stories, so I'll have to go with the Middle East stuff, I guess. But anybody here from out of town? No. As far as breaking the law, yeah, I break a few. Everybody does. Some of them I even know I'm breaking at the time. But like I say, as far as, you know, what would you do if they said you're going to be a felon when they kick your door down, shoot your dog, and find the AR in your basement? Well, I don't know what I would do. You know, I really don't. So. Got to hand it to those folks who are standing tough, and hope it doesn't come back to bite any of them, you know.
As far as gun laws go, I know a lot of people, and I'm not going to name names or self-incriminate, but I know a lot of people who are like, "Well, concealed is concealed."
Yep.
Yeah. Fortunately, I'm in a state that's concealed and open. Well, it's not fortunately; it's because of the good diligent work of some folks who put that piece of legislation together. But, you know, so we have open carry, we have concealed carry. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're gun burqa, flannel shirt, photographer's vest or whatever the heck you happen to use does creep up. And, you know, the worst it can get you if you're somewhere you're not supposed to be and it's not like a federal building, the worst it can get you is a $110 trespassing ticket. So, so yeah, it's a lot less of a risk for folks in some states than it is in others. But you know, it's in some states they got a ban. You know, in my own state we used to. It didn't have concealed carry. You know, everything had to be plain sight on the front seat. Which, you know, going to the range and you don't go to the range with less than a .22 and a long gun and probably a couple autos that you want to try out. And you know, you lay all that hardware on the seat, and it makes people nervous at stoplights.
Can't imagine.
You got to be careful not to stab the brakes because you just don't want to go flying forward.
That's right. Some of them run red lights, and some of them run green lights. Who circles back to Alan's joke? Just because you can tell I got no sense of material or timing, but you know, but no. So it's tough. Like I said, I obey most of them, and when I don't, it's kind of a calculated, you know, which ones, how bad could this hurt me? And those guys that are hanging out there with a
felony. Well, the thing is, there's two kinds of laws, right? I mean, I don't remember the exact legal term, but there's the laws that are like,
oh, was, yeah, it's Malum.
If only there was a lawyer on the call right now.
Boy, where are you going? Yeah, yeah. Do you know a good lawyer? Yeah, but they're all dead. Yeah, boom. See, lawyers don't always get the laugh. You know.
No, anyway, there's the law that's there's the stuff that's illegal because it's bad, like murder and rape and assault and stuff right. like that. And then there's the stuff that's illegal just because some bureaucrat somewhere decided it was illegal.
Because you got a number of legislators out there. You know, I for one am against the full-time legislature.
Yeah,
South Dakota's got it. I mean, they meet for 90 days, and it's against the law to meet 91. You know, and because I swear half them guys think they're getting paid on commission, you know. How many laws can I pass this session, you know? So
yeah. Texas has the same thing. Yeah, they don't. Yeah, they meet once every other year for a few months and then they're done. And, you know.
Right. And that's, you know, and there's merit to that because, you know, you put a bunch of folks in the room, give them too much free time.
Yeah, look what happens.
The good idea fairy has a couple drinks and next thing you know, you've got Massachusetts.
Yeah, but,
you know?
But
well, it also discourages real people from representing people.
The point.
It's one of those. It used to be all farmers and factory workers and things like that. And now it's purebred politicians.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's the point I'm trying to make. The laws, the things that are illegal because they're just bad, most people don't do anyway.
Right.
Right.
The law really only exists to set down a framework of punishment.
Right. But the fact is that most people, the people that aren't going to break those laws don't break them. The people that are going to break them anyway and don't give a shit.
Right.
So what's the point, right? The other kind of law is just a nuisance because it's just stupid crap that everybody knows is stupid crap. And, you know, it's just something you have to put up with.
The best example of that is any law that's named somebody's law.
Exactly.
Because if you're writing law for the entire society based upon one set of facts that happened to one person one time, you're probably not going to get something that's going to work. I mean, it's now there's some exceptions, you know, missing kids getting up on the billboards, you know, stuff like that. Okay, but in general. It never fails. You get some really bizarre set of facts that has happened once in 200 and some odd years as a country, and somebody says, "I gotta write a law to stop that next time."
Right.
Well, that's probably not going to happen again. But you've got 50 other situations that fall under it.
And if it does happen, the law ain't going to stop it.
No.
That's like if you were to pass a law making, you know, going into a school and shooting people illegal.
Huh.
Wow.
Somebody ought to try that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, generally I'm fairly law abiding. I mean, I got a lot to lose. I got enough college that I promised I wouldn't do anything to put that in jeopardy until it was paid for.
Right.
And then after it was paid for, I'm like, you know, so far this has worked. I think I'll more or less behave myself. But, you know, sometimes you just look at it and say, you know, a lot of laws that, you know, there are laws, and part of it is, you got the police and the prosecutors. There's some that they, you know, kind of give a wink and a nudge. Yeah, well, technically that's illegal, but, you know, I put up a fence, and my old fence was too close to the line, the guy who had the house before me. And so I put up part of a fence, and he says, well, you got to be this far back. And I'm like, what about that fence that's already there? He says, I don't want to see that fence that's already there. Well, I'm like, there's, you know, 160 feet of it. I don't think you're going to be able to miss it, you know, but, you know, it's not that top secret invisible fence that, some people get for their dogs, you know, I think that's your second category of laws that,
exactly.
You know, somebody thought was a great idea, not hurting nobody, you know, they'll worry about it when it does.
Yeah.
And so, which, I mean, that kind of breaks down the rule of law when you've got a bunch of laws nobody follows.
Exactly. That's exactly what it does.
I mean, you water it down. I mean, that's, you know, hell, for 4,000 years, we got by with 10. And then, you know, right now, only 6 of them are still law, you know? I think I think you can covet your neighbor's wife's ass or whatever the heck that, I don't know, it's been a while since I read that one. But
he is charged.
guilty as charged. Yeah. Yeah. No, like neighbor's wife, neighbor's ass, neighbor's whatever. But you know, but there's a whole lot of them, and you know, the whole rule of law thing. It's got to be something that's consistently applied to everybody, easily understood by everybody, expected to believe it, and then it's got to be uniformly enforced so that somebody knows this is against the law.
Right.
I understand what's against the law, so I know how to adjust my behavior accordingly. And if someone breaks the law, someone will get prosecuted. And it's, you know, you wind up, depending on who you are, you commit the right drug crime, you're either thrown in prison for life or you're a celebrity testifying in front of Congress, you know? Yep. It's, just depends on who you are. Well, that's not the rule of law. I mean, that's what they do. I mean, that's what they do in Afghanistan. What tribe are you from? You know? Oh, okay. Well, it's different, you know?
Even worse is, like, murder laws is... Murder is kind of one of those, like, ultimate... I mean, it's in the Ten Commandments, and it's... Every major culture has a murder law. Right. And yet, when you look at the gang-infested parts of this country, the vast majority of murders are unpunished.
Sure they are.
It just... I mean, it just doesn't happen. And so, I mean, what does that say? You know, and then further you've got, you know, on a less serious, but kind of just as serious... is you've got this, you know, dipshit in Kansas that, you know, that shot up a bunch of people that weren't Jewish on Passover, but claimed he was shooting Jewish people. I don't even know the fucking story behind this movie. They're going to charge him with hate crime, which is kind of stupid because, you know, I mean, what, are you going to get a lenient sentence because it's a love crime?
yeah.
But the... But still, they're going to charge him with a hate crime. Yet, meanwhile, these guys that stopped the dude in Detroit for because he accidentally hit a kid that jumped out in front of his car, those guys aren't going to get charged with a hate crime. Nope. And that's practically encouraging that sort of thing. Is if you're a black person beating the ever-loving fuck out of a white person, that's totally okay. But if you're a Klansman shooting up Jewish people, well, that's bad.
Well, they just had that knockout game thing. Remember where black kids were going around, you know, knocking out
mostly Hispanic Jews.
The only time I ever saw anybody get charged with a hate crime was when a white kid ended up like copycatting that, and the kid was charged with a hate crime.
Mm-hmm. Was he a wannabe?
I think the capacity to hate is probably a universal, human capability. I mean, I mean, my daily commute, I hate 3, 4, 6 times a week. You know?
And, that asshole that just cut you off. Hey, him.
That's right. I mean, I was less pissed off driving through host city Afghanistan, but you know, but who knows? Maybe if they gave me a 50 Gunner in the Subaru, then I'd be as relaxed as I was back then.
Yeah,
but
it might be.
You know. anyway, just called to say that. You know, for all those people of government affiliation and listening, I follow the laws. I always follow the laws. I think they're all well intentioned. And go snoop somebody else.
There you go. Thanks for calling, Gus.
All right, guys. Take it easy. Congrats again.
Thanks, Gus.
And
was a fucking awesome call.
It was. It's a great call. And we have more callers. So,
yay, callers.
Good.
This one's,
we have 7 minutes left.
Area code 352. Hello.
I'd like to speak to Major Cottle.
Oh, no.
He's not on.
No, you missed him again. I'm sorry.
Okay. He was just here, though.
Hi, Stratus. Major Cottle's not here.
How you doing tonight, Radis?
I'm okay.
Do you follow the law?
There's two things I want to say about that. One, there's so many laws you can't know whether you're following the law or not.
Right.
And the other one is the saying where you don't give an order that you know won't be followed. You know,
that's true.
Right.
You know, so the idea is that you don't pass a law that you know won't be followed because...
Well, it depends. The difference there is in the military... They want the idea is that they want the people to follow orders. Therefore, they're not going to waste that authority on something they know won't be followed. the opposite is not, it's not really true in the civilian world, because I honestly believe they want people breaking the laws inadvertently or not, because then they have something on you.
That's why there's so many of them.
Honest man.
There's so many laws. But the thing is that people follow the law, or follow most laws, because they're inclined to. They don't want to be bad.
Right.
You know, they, but if you make so many things that are just simple, just laws that just you can't live and not break them, then why worry about any of the other laws? It breeds contempt for all laws instead of just some of them.
Yep, that's right. It dilutes everything.
Yeah, and you get the whole like weird double standard of on the street. Is, I mean, my wife had her credit card stolen and called up the cops to file a, you know, file a report for it, because some dipshit down the street was filling up every car down the block. I think he filled up 100 gallons worth of gas.
Oh my gosh!
On her credit card. He must have just been waving people through. I have no idea, but so there was a cop in my living room, and I'm sitting there with her. He didn't know any better, but I was shitting bricks. Not because I'm violating any rules, because as far as I know, I'm 100% compliant. But as far as I know, I'm 100% compliant. But
yeah, that's
so
the problem.
Bullshit laws in this state. I don't know if I'm compliant. And I don't want him to go, oh, geez, look at this, or oh, geez, look at that. You know, I'm going to have to write you up for this sort of situation. So and weird. Then on the other hand, you've got cops that assume that something's illegal. I mean, you know, the Texas open carry business. There's been a bunch of cases recently.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Texas open carry. And as far as I know, these people have all been following the letter of the law, but the cops don't like it, so they're arresting them.
Well, a lot of times cops don't know.
Yeah, no. They don't know either.
Yeah. But that's the thing. The idea is, it doesn't matter if you're following the law or not. It's what the cop thinks you're following the law or not. And whether they the law exists that they think you're violating, you know, you'll find out after they arrest you.
Yeah. They arrest you, and then they leave it up to the lawyers and to the judge. Yeah. You know?
Well, not only that, it gets worse. Is even if the thing they arrested you for turns out to not be illegal, they'll find something that you did that was illegal just so they don't look stupid.
Yes, because you're not allowed to embarrass a bureaucrat.
Right.
Oh, that reminds me of a bullshit law that's just about everywhere on the books. Public intoxication. Everybody here has drunkenly stumbled to a cab and gotten a ride home. Or drunkenly stumbled home after having a few drinks, or just generally been out in public while drunk. And if you behave yourself, no one is going to give a shit. I have been drunk out of my goddamn mind and walked right past a cop, and the cop did not care. The cop looked at me, smiled knowingly, and nodded with the fact that, yes, you have severely bloodshot eyes, you're having difficulty keeping both feet under you, but you are behaving yourself and walking home. I don't give a shit. But the moment you, with booze on your breath, say, hey, piggy, fuck you, suddenly, being drunken in public is against the law. It's just one of those laws that is just there to keep them from embarrassing themselves. It's, you pissed me off, and so therefore I'm going to invoke this stupid law. And the same thing goes with, I think it's actually called dumblaws.com, but if you do a Google search for dumb laws, there's a bunch of sites that aggregate stupid laws that are on the books. And these things are still active. And, you know, most people look at it like it's, you know, oh, funny, haha. It's you know, in Portland, Maine, where I'm from, it's illegal to whistle on a Sunday. And people laugh about that, except for you can get handcuffs thrown on you for whistling on a Sunday if someone suddenly decides to incite that law.
Yep.
In New York City, it is illegal to flirt. And so if you get caught chatting up some girl at a bar, they can arrest you, or they can turn it into some revenue stream.
Yep.
Wow.
You know, it's one of those, it was a stupid law written on the books probably back in the, you know, the 19th century, and nobody bothered repealing it, and it's still there. And just because it's not being enforced doesn't make it any less dangerous.
The one for open carry that cops here always... Open carry is legal in Ohio. Cops hate open carry in Ohio. They are not big fans. So they always, whenever they're trying to bust somebody, they always do the inciting a panic type thing.
Oh, yes. Somebody was scared of you.
You're inciting a panic. So that's what they arrest you for. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure Jay will still remember, though I'm sure it's foggy in his mind, but open carry is 100% legal in Massachusetts. And you will never, ever, ever see it. Because there are several cases of people who were not open carrying, but had an accidental exposure, who were taken to court.
Where was the big one? Was it Dedham, Dorchester? It was one of the D-towns, wasn't it?
I think Dedham.
His jacket blew open, and the cop caught a glimpse of a gun in a shoulder holster.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, he had filled up his car with gas, went to the convenience store, bought a soda and a hot dog, and was walking out with a soda in one hand and a hot dog in the other hand, and the wind blew, and the cop was writing parking tickets and saw that his coat blew open and saw that he was carrying a firearm. I don't recall which way he was carrying it. And he was the cop. All that happened was the cop said, "Sir, I noticed you're carrying a firearm. You're going to need to have a permit for that. Can I see your permit?" Saw the guy's permit and wrote up an incident report that he had detained this guy and checked his permit. When the guy's permit went up for renewal, he got his permit denied. And his permit was denied because he showed bad judgment.
Wow.
And so it's one of those, by open carrying, you are not breaking the law, but you are showing bad judgment, so we're going to take away your permit, and your permit is to own guns.
Right.
So this guy actually had to have a fire sale of his guns, because all of a sudden he had a fairly large collection. And because he had to have a fire sale of his guns, you know, he had to get rid of everything that was... He was able to quickly apply for a firearms identification card, which just covered non-large capacity long guns. So all of his FUD guns he was able to keep, but all of his handguns and anything that took a detachable magazine or all that stuff all had to go, because he showed bad judgment, and his bad judgment was his coat got blown open in the wind, and a cop saw him carrying a firearm, which was not against the law.
Well, there you go.
So weird. His bad judgment was living in Mass.
Ooh. I resemble that remark.
There you go. Hey, thanks for calling, Radis.
Oh, yeah, but one last thing.
Yes.
If you want any T-shirts designed, just email me. I'll set it up.
Oh, okay. You have a T-shirt source?
No. The designs for the T-shirt.
Oh, okay.
Whatever you want on it and however you want it to look like, I'll do it.
Oh, okay. Cool.
It needs to have a cock and balls.
Cock flute.
Cock flute.
I'll see what I can do.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Are we going to have like a whole line of shirts, like different
ones?
Well,
we might.
We could.
We might. We'll have a contest. Anyway, thanks. We got more people lined up.
Okay.
Wow. Bye. So Weird Shirt would have a cock flute. Rita's shirt would have a spathcock.
What? What?
Spatchcock.
Spatchcock.
More callers. More callers. I believe this is Jason Kerr.
I know
Good
that,
evening,
dude.
Everybody. Hey, since I'm calling up, does this mean I'm calling number 3 and Win Allen's gun now?
No.
Are we doing that?
No.
Yeah, we couldn't come up with a contest.
We're
whatever.
Not having a contest.
Yep, Jason, you just won a mini 30. What you have to do is you have to break into Alan's apartment when he's not home.
Good luck.
Well, at least I didn't get second place. Too many 30s.
Derp.
Well, I guess, are we still talking about the topic tonight?
We're talking about whatever you want to talk
whatever
about.
Whatever you want.
All right, cool. All right, I guess I'll do the serious one first. Following the law. To be honest, I don't worry about following the law. I more worry about following a moral code, which for me falls into Christianity. And what I pretty well found is if I'm following that moral code, then most of the time I'm not worrying about have to worry about the law, because Christianity even addresses that to an extent. But when the moral code clashes with the law, then I'm going to go with the moral code. So it's not a matter of worrying about consequences. It's a matter of, does this go with my moral code or not?
Is it right or not?
Exactly.
And because it's legal doesn't mean, or illegal doesn't mean it's right or wrong necessarily.
Yep.
Because exactly. Lots of stupid crap is illegal and lots of...
It's kind of like this, and this is something I've found out. I mean, it's been about a year since I've gotten my CHL and have started carrying and all, is that I have a moral obligation to protect myself and my family. Even when there is a legal obligation that makes that difficult. So I have to take that into account. And also, having done this for a year, I've learned that the Texas 30-06 signs that get put up do not come with automatic sensors or force fields or anything to keep armed people out of the building.
No, they don't.
So I'm not admitting anything, but just take that as you will.
Yep. No, I mean, that's one of those things of I've unfortunately had multiple situations where people have contacted me and said, oh my God, someone just said they're going to kill me. Mm-hmm. And I've had to tell them, well, you know, step one, call the cops and let them know about this, because you definitely want the cops to know what's going on, because if something needs to happen, it's a good idea to have a paper trail of it. You know, step two, get yourself a gun. Step three, get yourself a carry permit. Now, in most cases, getting yourself a carry permit's not a quick process.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is, do you, you know, wait a month, 2 months or 3 months or whatever the hell the wait period is, especially these days when everybody and their mother's getting a carry permit. So the handful of people that are running the office are completely overlogged, while there's somebody out there that says they're going to kill you. Or do you carry illegally and just take your damn chances? And you got to just weigh of the, if you get caught, that's real, real bad. But if you get caught by the police, that's real, real bad. If you get caught by the other guy, that's real, real worse.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And as you and I know now, once you have a kid in the mix, you don't get to make that choice. Your life is not your own anymore.
No.
You have to be there for your child.
Yep. And that includes even when my child's not with me, because frankly, I want this child to grow up with me.
Exactly. I can't raise her if I'm not here. But yeah, exactly. So that's where I come down on it.
And on a serious note, if you do happen to be in some sort of horrible place that says that no, you cannot carry a firearm there, we need to get rid of them the same way that we got them, which is, if there's ever some sort of horrible incident where somebody does something awful in a gun-free zone, you need to immediately turn around, and whoever made that thing a gun-free zone, they need to get sued, because, oh my goodness, you put up, you know, a 30-06 sign, and yet you didn't install metal detectors and bring in armed security to protect the people that were here that were disarmed by the 30-06 sign. It was put in place by lawyers saying, well, you don't want somebody, you know, drawing a gun thinking that they're, you know, doing it in the line of duty or whatever the heck, and, you know, then, you know, they'll sue you because they got shot doing whatever the hell the rationale is for it. Well, good. Get your ass sued for not protecting people, for disarming people and not protecting them.
Well, the natural, for lack of a better word, goodness of people makes that equation not work out very well, because the lawyers know that the chances of somebody coming in and shooting a bunch of people, you know,
in a gun-free zone, like
in a gun-free. Well, no, what I'm saying is, okay, it's the equation, the legal equation doesn't balance, right? I mean, if somebody comes in with a gun and something happens, you know, there's all kinds of people in that. Basically everybody in that building could sue for whatever reason, right? But if you're prevented from having a gun there when you need one.
Yeah, but then again, how many people thought that you could get a third-degree burn from a McDonald's cup of coffee? And it only took one lawyer and one plaintiff to pretty well make sure that McDonald's coffee sucks from here on out.
It already sucked anyway.
So it sucked before. You only have to prove the one incident to make an impact.
Well, but again, it's a low bar. On the other side, it's a high bar. So, you know, you know how people are, and you know how juries get selected, and you know how that crap works. I mean, the whole, you know, somebody came in and with a gun and shot up the place, I'm going to sue you, is going to play a lot better than, you kept me from defending myself, therefore I'm going to sue you. I mean, one will have a success and the other one won't, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
I wish it were otherwise, but I'm skeptical.
I can see your skepticism, but I'm going to say that, you know, it needs to be tried.
Well, I'm not against that.
And I agree with Weird, especially when we've got more and more attorneys coming out, like Alan Gottlieb, who are taking these cases and winning them. So there's a chance of success.
Yeah, I wish.
And also, you talk about people being good, but lawyers are not good people.
No, they're not.
So therefore,
and you're,
except for Alan Gura.
And you're counting on comment. No, I'm not prepared to say Alan Gura is good. He's just on our side.
He's still pretty. He's still a net good.
Well,
he's still a lawyer.
He's still a lawyer.
And I've got no issue with that. But again,
that's like saying your politician, the politician that does what you want, is good. No, he's still a politician. He's just yours.
Yeah, but that can go both ways. Sure. Stick him on the bad guys. Yeah,
exactly.
Shark Tank. Hey, thanks for calling in, Jason.
Oh wait, one thing.
One more. All right.
Second thing I was going to bring up, the Bundy Ranch thing.
Yeah, we were going to talk about that. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was pretty ambivalent about who was right and all, but I just posted the link on YouTube, and I think I'm pretty well decided. When James Yeager is coming out supporting the Bundy, I think I have to reevaluate.
Didn't we do a podcast about people you don't want on your side? Shut up, James Yeager. Go home. You're drunk.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I'm going to head out. Okay, I'm going to head out. Alan,
I'm going to want to duel you.
Just go ahead and bring the gun to the Wendy Davis picnic. I'll get it from you there.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Have a good week. Happy 100.
All right. Oh man.
By the way, since I've got to get to it, what was the animal that was the whole big deal that started the whole Bundy Ranch business?
They claimed it was a tortoise.
Well,
which they were driving over when they left.
Let's not talk about it.
They've claimed a lot of things. And let me. I'm not sure.
But I just want to say it's a desert tortoise. It is not a desert turtle.
Okay. We have another caller, so I'm gonna as long as people are gonna call in, I'm gonna take the call. So this is area code 480. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Who is it?
Oh. Well, then why are you saying what? What? Let me know if the call's bad. It's going over Wi-Fi.
Oh, we can hear you fine. Who is this?
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is David down in Phoenix.
Hi, David. I know that guy.
David, you got in on the call. I'm excited. Good.
Finally, yeah.
Finally.
And after
it's good to hear from you.
You tell me, I texted you and you say, I'm sorry, you texted the wrong person. Like,
I didn't know who it was. Anonymous text messages.
I guess. So anyway, about the laws, when I think about laws, I'm more about not getting caught than obeying the law. There are certain things I won't do because I'm certain to get caught, but if I thought I could get away with it, I would.
I hang out with a bunch of sociopaths.
I think I am. I do lean toward being a sociopath, I think. I'm just a nice guy, though.
You are
I'm a
nice,
nice sociopath.
Guy. Yeah. I think there's
I'm a nice sociopath.
I think there's a spectrum of that whole thing.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like if I had to pull the trigger on somebody, I don't think it would even bother me. That sort of thing.
Well, that's because you wouldn't
I wouldn't do it just for the hell of it.
Right. You wouldn't do it unless somebody really needed it.
Yeah. Of course, there's a couple of people that really need it that I can't just go up and pop them. So,
yeah, that's
you know, there's that sort of thing.
But you never know.
You know, needed killing is not that much of a defense here.
It should be.
However, somebody breaking into your home and getting shot, the cop will ask you, it will probably tell you, oh, okay, nice shot. You know, because cops around here, Arizona is pretty easy on that stuff. I mean, we got a few Californians that have tried to ruin things, but for the most part, the Arizonans have stood up to them.
And you have constitutional carry.
But, yeah, absolutely. Except in bars.
Yeah, well.
You have to have a permit to carry in a bar, and you can't drink alcohol.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so.
Weird.
That's, of course, if you carry and actually tell somebody that you're concealed carrying.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is another thing altogether. Not that I've ever been with anybody in this state that has gone into a bar or a place to search alcohol that it was carrying concealed in violation of law. That's never happened to me.
Never.
So, me either.
Me neither.
You know, but some laws I obey because I think they're a good idea. I mean, aside from gravity,
that's not
things
just
like
a good idea.
Laws on. It's not just a good idea.
That's right.
Things like stoplights, red lights. I'm big on stopping when the yellow turns. I'm getting ready to stop because I was a record driver for a while, and I've seen the results of someone decided to run that red light. And after a while, you know, it gets kind of ugly. So I think not running a red light is a good idea. But, you know, it's not so much the law against it as that's just how red lights work.
Right.
You stop. You don't run red lights because it's stupid. Speeding is something in my subdivision, I don't speed. 25 miles an hour, that's fine. I've had too many kids start out in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Out in the highway, just get out of my way. There are certain laws that I like that people don't obey all the time, like, you know, slower traffic, keep right. That's
one law I'm
highly in favor of.
Yeah.
That one needs to stay there, but, of course, nobody ever pays attention to it, and they don't understand why you're flipping them off as you pass them on the right. You know,
Hate crime.
They just don't get it. Yeah, and I'm
one
a little,
of those things about
I'm a little
laws.
Too...
Is speeding,
I'm a little
speeding
too quick
laws,
on that
people,
finger,
people
too.
People speed on the highways and things like that where you can do a large amount of speed and still be in control of your modern vehicle because... I mean, these laws have been in place since, you know, cars had, you know, drum brakes and bad shocks and all of that. Modern cars can go considerably faster and considerably safer. But yet, meanwhile,
right.
Very rarely do you have people, do you have speed traps set up in residential districts because people just don't do it because they're looking out for kids darting in front of them. So they're not going to be going too fast.
Yeah.
I think a lot of traffic laws were are fall into that classification of laws that somebody passed because it sounded good, but they never actually did any like real research because, you know, they've done things recently where they take down all the stop signs in a downtown area and you know, and things like that. And traffic actually runs better.
Yeah. Well, you know, people just go up. There's nobody there. I can go through.
Right.
You know, it's not an issue.
Exactly. And people pay attention more. Yeah. And you know, it's just, so, you know, things like that. It's just, you know, a lot of, and I think too many laws are passed just because some jerkwad thinks it's a good idea with nothing to back it up whatsoever.
That's actually a game I play with my father all the time is I'll be driving through my hometown and there's one stop sign near my house that is, there's no trees around it. So you can see all the way up to the end of both streets. It's two streets and a T-bone. And so you can clearly see in all directions. And so I'll look, and if I don't see any cars anywhere near it, I'll turn to my father and say, "See that stop sign?" And then I'll usually squeak my sneakers through it, and I'll say, "I didn't." He hates that.
My son one time got a ticket for running a stop sign, but the cop never saw him not stop. He just said he was going too fast for him to have actually stopped at the stop sign. So it's conjecture.
What?
He's still thinking of him, so. I always thought that was a good one. And I have a problem with a lot of cops these days. I've talked to some that are really nice. They seem like good guys. And I've run into some that are just jerks, and they're just there to throw their weight around. I just try to avoid people like that. I avoid cops. If I'm doing something I know is against the law, I'll do it anyway if I'm pretty sure I'm not going to get caught, unless I think it's something stupid. You know, dangerous is one thing, you know. But I think a lot of the driving laws, though, are because most people don't know how to drive.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, most people don't know how to drive, and it also makes police agencies a lot of money.
Yes, that's the primary purpose.
Oh, yeah. But there's a lot of people who have no clue what they're doing on there. They have no clue how to make a turn. You see people making wagon turns, you know, when they swerve way out to the left to make a right-hand turn, that sort of thing. Yep. My mother always said that they must learn to drive in a wagon. You know, that's why they swing them out so wide. So,
physics is hard.
When my mother was around, she probably did learn to drive in a wagon. So.
Yeah, that's the problem with cops. We all know good cops and we all know bad cops. And the problem is you don't know which one you're going to get. You might get the good guy, and you might get the jerk.
Yeah.
So it's better just to avoid them.
Sometimes the good cops will do something. Well, I mean, Law Dog did something a few years back. He wrote about it in his blog where some kid raised his hand out of the window and flipped him off. So he pulled him over for an illegal turn or illegal turn signal, meaning.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Rita was just agreeing with you.
He pulled him over for making an illegal turn signal. And so what was he doing there? He was actually, I mean, he obeyed the law, but he only did it because the kid pissed him off.
Right.
Right.
So I see both sides of that. And I'm really conflicted on that one thing. It's like, well, yeah, the kid deserved it, but did he really? So there's things like that. Even the good cops sometimes do things just because somebody pissed them off.
Because they can.
And that's a problem.
It's a problem.
Yeah, it is a problem. You know, it's kind of like, yeah, technically that was a violation, but did it really matter? No.
Well.
You know, he raised his hand in a similar, like he wanted to signal for a right turn and then didn't make it. Did that matter? But the kid was an idiot. You know, why would you flip off? And, you know, if he's known in the town, I'm sure this kid knew who he was. But he's figuring, well, I just flipped him off. He can't do anything. Well, yeah, he can.
Why didn't the kid claim, like, First Amendment rights or something? Freedom of expression.
Well, because he could have if he cited him for flipping him off.
Right.
Oh.
What he cited him for was making a hand signal and not following through.
Oh.
See, so I don't know. It's things like that that I get conflicted on. There's a lot of things I get conflicted on with laws, you know.
Yep.
You know, there's a thing now. People are nervous talking to police even when they've done absolutely nothing wrong.
That they know of.
Yeah.
Well, that they know of. But, yeah, cool. But it's because of the attitude of the police where they are actively looking for any little thing they can bust you on.
Well, I mean, that's the same thing with me. I was nervous because there was a police officer in my house that we had invited into my house. And frankly, I would have, you know, if my wife wouldn't have been like, come on, let's not, you know, let's not interview the guy on the front porch in the dark at night when it's cold outside sort of situation. But it's one of those, I don't want a cop in my house.
Yeah.
Not because I'm doing anything wrong, but because... Yeah. There's no possible way for me to know every single law on the planet, and I just don't want the cop to know some obscured bullshit law and just say, oh, by the way, you are totally, you know, messing with this. Hell, we just had a guy over at our house and looked at some work that we had done a few years ago, and the guy said, I don't think that's up to code. I don't know if he's right or not, but he very well may have been. And the guy that did the previous work may have thought that he was doing everything up to code. I don't know. It's not a problem, whatever it is. I don't give a shit. But I don't want anyone saying
it. That's the thing about when you start talking about municipalities and different codes. You know, some codes are good. You know, electrical codes that say you should do it this way, that's a good idea. But other things that say that just really don't make any sense. You know, why do you have to? We used to have a law here that in order to get a water heater replaced, that you actually had to go to the town and file for a building permit and get it inspected both before and afterward.
Oh, that's crazy.
So that you could replace a water heater.
Oh, my gosh.
Fortunately, they dropped that one. And they just dropped it all together. So it's like, I have hopes for my town after all.
Or you could just replace the water and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, there's always that too. But I had to go through my landlord. So he, you know, he's kind of a got to do everything right type guy. You know, I had the cops come in my house one time several years ago. Somebody blew up a mailbox when I was living in Western New York. And so the first thing they did was go to the school and say, I'm sorry?
It wasn't me. And I know for a fact it wasn't Jay, because I actually blew up your damn mailbox. It was fun.
Well, it wasn't even my mailbox. But anyway, they questioned the school to say, who do you know could have downloaded their information on how to do this? Well, they pointed their fingers at my son. He's a computer whiz, you know, so he must have downloaded the anarchist cookbook. And so the cops come in, they're talking to me. He said, well, what do you think about him downloading this anarchist cookbook? And I said, I got a copy of my computer. You want to see it? And they kind of.
Awesome.
They kind of freaked a little and said, well, yeah, okay. I said, look, if you've got anything you want to charge him with, you got any proof of anything, you know, then charge him. Otherwise, we're done here, you know. So,
yep.
And speaking of we're done here, I think I've talked long enough.
Thanks for calling in, David.
Yeah, thanks for calling. And tell your car I said hi.
Oh, yeah. My car really misses you, Alan. So we'll have to get you two back together sometime.
All right.
I don't think I want to hear this story.
All right. No, you don't want to know. So long, Dad.
All right. Bye.
Good night.
And I think we're almost done. You know, we had the Nevada thing on, and I mean, I don't even know what to think about it, except that, okay, here, I have two thoughts. One is, I think whether the guy didn't pay his grazing fees or not is immaterial. Because just as a practical matter, the Fed's overreaction was so egregious mm-hmm. that it almost doesn't matter.
I mean, that's where I stand. Is I'm very, very pro cop. I'm fine with police officers. Yes, there are bad ones. I really fucking hate it when good cops stand in front of bad cops, like what happened with Canton PD, which is just a very glaring incident of this. But what I am is extremely anti-SWAT team.
Yep.
Is I think that the only way they should exist is there should be one per region and or state, depending on how big your state is. And they should have all sorts of military weapons, all sorts of military equipment, and they should have a helicopter fueled up in an airstrip. And if we fucking need you, we'll call you, and you get in your helicopter, and you fly to where we need you. But this, like, oh, you know, Joe the pot dealer, we're gonna do a raid on him. Let's gas up the MP5s and the tank.
Yeah.
No. Our founding fathers warned us about standing armies. It's not our military, because obviously our military bases are easier to shoot up than a shopping mall.
Yep.
But meanwhile, our SWAT teams are 100% the standing militaries our founding fathers warned us about.
Yes, they are.
They've got no rules for engagement. They will shoot your fucking dog.
They'll shoot anything. That
stereotype exists. They shoot the dog because it's less paperwork. And it's 100% fine. They've shot dogs on chains.
Yep.
And they will kick down your door. They will come in with automatic weapons. You might get shot. You might not even be the right house. And they're going to get away with it. And that's not okay in America.
106 rounds into a Toyota fucking Tacoma.
Yep.
Well, this is, you know, but this
and, oh, they didn't follow procedure.
Right.
And what happened after that?
Nothing.
Yeah. Well, it's like this BLM thing, right? So apparently the guy owes like $1 million in range fees for the last 20 years. Okay. But they spent like $3 million. Who knows how? I mean, I've seen the estimate. $3 million. Okay. Really? Does anybody? This is like the IRS sending you repeated letters about owing them 14 cents. You know, it's ludicrous. Not to mention that one of the key, and I'm sorry, Brita, you can cover your ears, but I have to harp on this because it's a big deal to me.
Okay.
They are under the guy. One of the excuses for this is because the cattle are hurting the turtles.
Oh,
meanwhile,
the cattle are not hurting the turtles.
Meanwhile, they are euthanizing the exact same species of turtle because there's too many of them. And they're stomping and rolling and driving over turtle nests and killing them while they're out there and making a big mess of the land under the guise of saving the land. So,
and they're also not turtles, they're tortoises.
What? Okay, fine, they're tortoises. But this was despite all the excuses and bullshit, this is an exercise in respect my authority.
Yes.
Yep. I fall exactly where you are, Alan, is I don't give a shit what he did. Whatever he did, guess what? You overreacted.
Well, this is something the court people get judgments day in and day out in this country for owing shit they hadn't paid for. And you collect it if you can, you don't collect it if you don't. And that's just the way it works. You know, there's no reason why the Fed should be any different. You know, if the guy owes money, go to the judge, get a judgment, have the judgment served, let the sheriff come collect shit until it's paid for. That's how it works in this country. You don't show up with the fucking army and trash the place under the guy, you know, you don't burn the village to save it.
No,
well, is the deal with Harry Reid wanting this land for the Chinese solar power?
Oh, who
whatnot?
Knows? Who knows? That's good.
Well,
good luck figuring that out. I mean, that's maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I mean, I don't know. But again, that just makes it worse if that's
yeah.
true.
Well, I mean, it's to go back. I mentioned about, you know, people being threatened for their lives. One of them was a friend of mine who will remain nameless, but he happened to have had intimate relationships with some other person's wife. And the guy found out about it and went over to his house and told him to clear out of town and told him if he saw him ever again, he was going to kill him.
Yikes.
Now, I said to the guy, after I said the whole, you know, call the police, get a restraining order, get yourself a gun, get yourself a carry permit. And I said, if you see this other guy, you fucking shoot him. And I, you know, he's was going, you know, wishy-washy. And I said, look, man, the fact that you slept with his wife, that was a dumb fucking move. That's just, that's not a good idea. You know, you don't play that game. But it's all null and void the moment he turned around and said he was going to kill you. It's fine if he wants to divorce his wife for, you know, for violating the terms of their relationship or anything like that. That's all well and good. You don't go and turn around and say to the other dude who all he did was he slept with your wife. You don't go turn around and saying you're going to fucking kill the guy. I said he just officially put the Trump card down on it. Is yes, you did something wrong. He did something worse. Now you're technically in the right. And that's the same thing that goes with this ranch.
Right. Two wrongs don't make a right.
I don't know the grazing right rules or his statement about the foundation of the Nevada territory. I mean, I've read a bunch of reports and I don't give a shit. I really don't give a shit, you know, sort of thing. I mean, this is not something that concerns me. This is not something I care to brush up on. But the bottom line is, whether he owed the money or he didn't owe the money or all of that, doesn't fucking matter when you send in troops with automatic weapons and jackboots and all of that for essentially a non-payment of a fee. No, you don't do that. You take it to court.
Right.
I'm trying to understand, like, what was trying to be accomplished there.
They need their authority respected. No, that's what it was.
Okay. Really? Was that all it was?
Yes.
Was it a distraction from something else going on in government? It just seemed like so...
No, we're the government, don't fuck with us.
Yep.
He was fucking with the government. You don't do that. I mean, it's the same idea with the whole, you know, law flipping off Law Dog sort of idea. And I love Law Dog to death, and I actually was unaware of this story, but it's one of those things but he was doing one of those, no, you don't fuck with me sort of situation. And that's not okay. No, you do fuck with me. Go ahead and fuck with me all you want.
Right.
Send me nasty emails, you know, put spam on my blog, you know, call me up at 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever the fuck you want to do. I don't give a shit. I'll call the cops and I'll do all that stuff and nothing will happen of it. But, you know, go ahead and threaten you're going to kill me. Go ahead and tell me that you're going to kidnap my daughter and see what happens. You've got to actually be doing real shit, and not paying grazing rights is bullshit, and worrying about turtles that they've got altogether too many and aren't endangered species is bullshit. Sending in armed people to steal this guy's property and to make threats, that is not bullshit.
Believe it or not, we have another caller.
I believe it.
So let's see who this is. It's from...
But it's 10:38! Oh my goodness!
It's calling from KY, so...
Kentucky Jelly!
Hello, folks.
Howdy.
It's your old favorite Scotsman, Sean. Oh. How are you doing? I heard it's the 100th episode. You bastards are getting as old as I am.
Sean!
Oh, it's fine.
Glad you could call.
No problem. I don't get out as much as I used to, but I do get up as much as I used to, if you know what I mean.
Oh, jeez.
So not much, huh?
So what are we talking about today?
Well,
turtles,
lawbreakers. Stupid politicians? I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, so the same thing then?
Yeah.
Turtles, lawmakers, stupid politicians.
Same thing.
All the same. Things you put in the soup pot.
Yes.
When times are hard.
Same thing we always talk about. Hey, did you hear it's our
100th episode? You
understand.
It's an old...
It's our 100th episode. 100.
We're 100 episodes old.
How do you feel about laws, Sean? Do you follow laws, or are you just afraid of consequences?
Well, it depends upon the laws.
Everybody says that.
And how old she looks.
Oh.
And there are also, I'll point out, Sean, there's certain laws about striking your wife.
Oh, well, you know, those laws are meant to be broken. I mean, if they put a law on limiting how handsome one man can be, you know, I would have broken that. It would put me in prison with some large, hairy man who would find me as attractive as I am.
That is true.
Oh, Lordy.
Well, when the laws get too bad, usually people don't obey them anymore. And then, of course, magistrates and their officials and their little busybodies end up going missing and end up in the soup pot. We try to ship them to the Irish because the Irish are very poor and they need more protein in their diet. Too many potatoes.
Hey, potatoes are good for you.
They have plenty of protein. There's lots of protein in spotted dicks.
All right.
I had to go there.
Thanks, Weird.
You're welcome. Brina,
have
you had spotted dick yet?
I have not.
Make sure Weird, have you had spotted dick?
It cleared up, though. Penicillin.
Oh, jeez.
All right. I saw Brita's video
on X-Hamster, whatever you call it.
What?
You know, the coupon, whatever, where she's eating that sandwich, very sexy-like, and I enjoyed that. I rubbed a few ounces on that one.
It was most enjoyable. Video?
On X-Hamster?
Whatever that slimy stuff was. It was very sexy, I must say.
God, I love X-Hamster.
Oh, Jesus.
And what's funny is everybody's laughing about X-Hamster now.
Shit.
Yeah, watching Brita spread stuff on bread is pretty damn hot, I must say. I haven't felt twitchy like that since I was 60.
Bright red right now.
Oh, goodness gracious. Man, we need to do 100 more of these.
Yep. I'm sure we will.
Brita, how dare you wanted to quit this?
I know.
Yeah.
Brita wishes she knew how to quit us.
Well, that's true.
Oh, well, thanks for calling in, Sean. We're almost 45 minutes over. We got to wrap this up, but really
appreciate it. You all have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And that fat man whose phone I'm using right now, he sends his best regards, and so does his wife. They kick him on the floor, piece of crap.
Go make some food for me,
piece of shit.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, man. Okay. So that's a show.
Oh, that was a show.
100 episodes.
45 minutes.
Yeah. But it's all good. Happy 100, y'all.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on the show, Jay. We enjoyed
having
you.
Me. It's fun. I forgot how much fun it was.
Yes. We miss you. You should be on more.
We'll have you back.
I just give a holler.
Okay.
Happy to. Half the time I forgot to say anything because I'm like, oh, I'm just listening. Doop de doop de. Oh, wait, no, I'm not.
Oh,
I do the exact opposite. The times when I actually would sit out the podcasts and I would download them later to listen to see what you guys were talking about, and I find myself chiming in and going, oh wait, no, they're not really there.
It's not.
I did that when I drove out to Ohio a few years ago. I had Vicious Circle on my iPod, I was listening to some of the old podcasts, and I found myself like yelling at the radio and realizing that nobody could hear me.
Well, that's why I've made a rule not to listen to podcasts I'm on, because I find myself yelling out what I was going to already say anyway.
Oh, yeah. You have to just let it go.
But
yeah.
Because I might or may not be drunk at the time of recording the podcasts, that I don't remember saying them. But yeah. Jay, you need to start.
You argue with yourself weird?
All the time. Don't you? But the Jay, you need to start a Shooting Illustrated podcast.
There's no way that could possibly go wrong.
There's big money on that. I'll be a guest host
and backfire.
Oh my god!
I just get this mental image of the Hindenburg. I don't know why.
Oh, the humanity.
Hey, I can behave myself. Listen to me on Handgun Radio. I didn't even say a potty word.
Huh. Were you drunk?
I might have said a couple of potty words. I do know that as soon as the show went off the air, we stayed on for a little bit and exchanged some pleasantries, and then the language got real foul real fast. That's always fun.
Damn it.
Well, you guys, there is really not anyone else I'd rather spend my Thursday nights with.
All right. Yay, so, us.
Thanks for the great 100.
Yep. Except for Sean Connery.
Well, Sean Connery, you know.
Because he's dreamy.
He is. In his kilt.
All right. Well, it's been a show. Thanks for 100 episodes, and we'll do some more. Everybody have
a good
weekend.
Let's do at least 100 more.
Thanks for listening. Well, we Vicious Circle ended at 120, so.
We've got to go to 121.
We have to do at least more than that.
As long as this one doesn't start to suck, I don't see any reason to stop doing it.
All right.
Cool. Well, thanks, everybody.
All right.
Good night.
See you next week.
Internet.
Bye.
Good night.